Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, I'm very pleased to say, joined as we have the privilege of being about this time each week by Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist who is now blogging up a storm at dianawest.net. Diana is also the author of two extraordinarily important books, both, I think, bestsellers at this point, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Diana West, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
I wanted to get your take on the election last week of a Muslim as the mayor of London. This is noteworthy not so much because he's a Muslim, though Britain, of course, is not a Muslim nation, but that he is an Islamist, as best I can tell, one with considerable ties to and sympathy for the Muslim Brotherhood and its ilk. What does this tell us about what's happening in the city of London, most especially, and perhaps in the United Kingdom more generally, Diana?
It tells us a lot. It tells us a lot that we, in many ways, already knew. I would say going back nearly 15 years now, when I first started looking at all of these changes coming over the world through the demographic shift from the Islamic world to the Western world, I remember being told that Great Britain was going to go first in terms of being Islamized. And I think we've seen that. We've discussed over time the normalization and incorporation of Sharia law into British law, the Sharia courts, certainly the cities, the strife, the violence, and the spread of Sharia culture. We look at London, which is over one third foreign born. A quarter of that born outside Europe, I think some very high percentage of that would be Muslim. And now we see a Muslim mayor with, as you know, with ties to all kinds of very extreme, radical, jihadist types, unapologetically so, and indeed coming up through the sort of human rights wing of that vector of Islamization. So this really shouldn't be shocking. It certainly isn't anything new. It's the latest capstone to this sea change in Europe that does reflect a lot of policies that go back to certainly Tony Blair, who is one of the villains of this piece in terms of allowing, permitting, encouraging this massive demographic tidal wave that has just overwhelmed the nation for 20 years at least.
Let's talk a bit about the plight of our friend and much admired colleague Vladimir Bukovsky at the hands of his own government, Diana. What's going on?
Well, this is what I've been very much involved in studying of late and thinking through, and very distressed because there's so little press and public discussion of this, and I thank you for bringing it up. Vladimir Bukovsky, I would say without any question, is the most courageous man alive in the world today. He certainly is the longest and greatest enemy of the old Kremlin still extant. And at the moment, he is...
The old Kremlin and the current
and
Kremlin,
the
let
Kremlin.
Us say,
yes.
Since there's a lot to be comparing them
yes.
to, right?
Absolutely. A very, very open enemy of Vladimir Putin's regime as well. And he is right now fighting the British legal system in the battle of his life, literally. He is into about the 20th day of a hunger strike over his frustrations, over an impasse with the British legal system. I've written about this at my website. It's a bit complicated. I recommend people go there, dianawest.net, and also seek out the fine work of Claire Berlinski. I think the two of us are the only two American journalists to be touching this story, which is shocking. There is currently a legal ban on British press to even discuss a very unusual libel suit that Bukovsky has brought against the prosecutors that have charged him with very lurid crime, possession of 5 or 6 images of child pornography. He strenuously denies this and will be pleading not guilty to these charges, but meanwhile, what he's watching is his entire reputation destroyed, and this is the fight he is fighting, because what he has and his legacy of fighting totalitarianism, of courage in the face of state power, is this beautiful courageous, stainless reputation that the British system, I do believe, having studied it, has gone after in a most feckless, criminally, possibly, irresponsibly manner, probably on purpose. And I, to put this in perspective, this is the same British government that has permitted literally generations of young British girls to be sexually despoiled by Islamic rape gangs, as the grooming gangs. We have been watching how the British state has turned a blind eye to actual destruction of British girlhood for literally several generations at this point. So we have to say, is turning the avenging sword of the state onto Vladimir Bukovsky all of a sudden out of nowhere last fall and determining that he may, there's evidence, we don't know where this evidence comes from, we suspect it comes from Russia, that there is some kind of forbidden imagery on his laptop in order to protect children, the welfare of children in Britain, it doesn't ring true.
But more to the point, describe why the Russians might have wanted, aside from their long-standing enmity, particularly of Putin, to this courageous dissident from the old Soviet era and a man who has gotten into the archives and exposed a lot of the terrible things that the Soviet Union did and now is keeping book on Putin in connection particularly with an assassination of a man on British soil. Give us the story there.
Yes, Alexander Litvinenko was assassinated by the Russian government in 2006 using a radioactive poison, polonium. This was only recently, it took so many years for the British inquiry to take place, which is another can of worms. It finally took place just last year, and Vladimir Bukovsky was one of the prominent voices to come and testify. The testimony is online with the Litvinenko inquiry, very easy to access. This would have been in March of 2015. These charges against him were brought by the British Crown Prosecution Service in April of 2015 in the most, well, it's a unique way. I studied it very carefully. There are 100 charges available for people to peruse on this prosecution website, on their news press release site. Only one of them is framed in the way of Vladimir Bukovsky's in terms of prosecution for these charges.
Diane, I do want to pivot lastly, though, to one other question that you've been addressing, and that is this whole issue of what the Islamists are trying to do through this migration, not just to Britain and not just to many other countries in Europe and elsewhere in the free world, but here as well, with the connivance of Barack Obama. And specifically, Donald Trump has achieved, to my way of thinking, the unique status of having really injected this full force into the national political debate by saying, wait a minute, we don't need to import any more jihadis. This is an issue on which he is apparently at odds with Paul Ryan very quickly. Could you just tell us what you think might come of their conversation tomorrow?
Well, I hope not much in the sense of I don't want to see Donald Trump conceding to Paul Ryan any of his program. Paul Ryan masquerades with this notion of principle being at stake, but really it's ideology. Paul Ryan is a mass immigration, very soft on Islamic immigration, actually enabled massive amounts of refugee resettlement and so on. So they're at odds politically. This is not a matter of principle. And since Paul Ryan, actually in the recent Wisconsin primary, his district, even though Donald Trump lost the state, his district was won by Donald Trump. And I think that is very, very significant in terms of the kind of position Paul Ryan really has, certainly also as speaker and as proposed convention head.
Diana, we have to leave it at that. He has a challenger running against him in that district, of course, Paul Nealon. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out there as well. Diana, thank you as always for the great work you do, notably on the Bukovsky case, but on so much else. Please check her out at dianawest.net. We'll talk with you again next week. Up next, Michael Smith joins us. We'll talk with him about emails and cybersecurity and more. Straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.